Good morning and welcome to First United Methodist Church in Pine Mountain. It's a joy to see all of you this fine Sunday morning. Is there something wrong with the front pews? I'm just wondering. Are you afraid that God might get a little too close to you? I'm just wondering. Just checking. The same thing happens at 8:30. Everybody sits in the back. But that's okay. I love you anyway. It's great to be among you this day. Would you please complete your attendance if you haven't already? You can rip out your little flap there and fill in your prayer concerns. Take a look at the Wednesday night supper. It's going to be lasagna. Yum, yum. That sounds good after all that turkey and stuff, doesn't it? If you would fill that out and let us know your prayer concerns as well. You also have in your bulletin a note from Michael Willie. I would ask you to make sure you read that. You also have an insert, very important insert about the serve team and what we're doing for Christmas for different avenues. First of all, next Sunday, December 2nd, we'll be collecting toboggans. I call them toboggans. Toboggans, you know, them hats you pull down over your ears so your ears will stay warm for open door. We're collecting those for men and women. There'll be a basket down front. And then this afternoon, the Family Life Center will be decorated this afternoon. And on the tree in the Family Life Center will be some little red hearts with names of children and some adults and youth that we have selected from Family Connections. And you can pull one of those off the tree and take that, purchase those gifts, put them in a big bag, tie ribbon around it, and tie that heart to it. And those are due by December 12th. If you don't want to adopt a person for Christmas and you just would like to buy a new toy for a child, you may do that also and bring that also by December 12th. We'll receive all those things down at the front. We'll have a prayer over them, and then they'll be dispersed from there. Last year, over 500 were served by Family Connections at Christmas. So we want to be a part of that, as we have already been a part of the shoeboxes. Oh, I had the number that we gave, and now how many? 64 shoeboxes were sent, and so we thank you for that participation also. This also is on a little piece of paper, so you can take that precious magnet on the refrigerator and stick it on there so you won't forget. And on the back are some other mission ideas for you on the back. If you'll also take notice in your bulletin on the back, the poinsettia orders, we're getting ready to receive those. I don't think we have the forms for them today, but be prepared next week to order your poinsettias if you'd like to do that. As I already said, we're decorating the Family Life Center at 3 p.m. today. All are welcome to come and help us do that. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., it says we're having a hanging of the greens. We're not having a hanging of the greens. We're having a decorating of the Advent here in the sanctuary. At 9 a.m. tomorrow, we need everybody who can to come and help us decorate the sanctuary for Advent and Christmas. So if you're available, please do come. Our new study, Advent study, Awaiting the Already, also begins tomorrow morning at 10. There's just more and more stuff coming up as we see. So take a look at the calendar and don't miss out on anything. One thing I did want to mention, on Saturday, December the 1st, the United Methodist men are meeting at Callaway Country Store at 8 a.m. They are meeting to talk about their projects. One is to send out Christmas cards, and they would love to see all the men in the church at 8 a.m. this coming Saturday. If I can, I'm hoping to even go because I'm an honorary member, they told me. So please, men, show up, show out. Let's do the work of the Lord together. I think those are all my announcements. However, I believe your director of music has an announcement.
I want to invite you to come as you can.
Wonderful. Thank you. Does anybody else have any other announcements? Yes, Sally. So next Saturday, the Christmas parade is at 2 o'clock, right? And so we are putting a float in the parade. We need all the children, youth, and even some adults that want to ride the float as shepherd and sheep. Sally and the Reach team will be getting those dates together for when to show up and where and all that. Okay, so, okay, Wednesday night is going to be a big night. Also, the children are going to be painting, decorating, I don't know how they're doing it, these wonderful Christmas ornaments, have I got that right, that our own B.B. Miller is making for them. So make sure your kids are here Wednesday night. You don't want to miss that opportunity. So go ahead and make your reservation for Wednesday night and come and decorate the Christmas ornaments. And we're going to have a great time. God is good. Any other announcements? Okay, I thought I saw a hand up back there. All right, let's prepare our hearts and minds for worship as we go to God in prayer. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come and fill us with your love. Kindle in us a fire for your spirit, for your presence. Help us, O God, as we come together to worship. Receive our worship. May it be pleasing in your sight, and may we be blessed by your gracious presence during this special time together. For we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please stand together and join me in our call to worship as we read together. Let us pause and take a breath between turkey and carols, Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Let us pause and take a breath, looking for signs, listening for sounds of a realm not of this world. It's real, it's truth. It's the reign of Christ, the reign that was with us before, is with us now, and is still not yet fully here. Let's pause and breathe in life and love and truth. Our opening hymn is Rejoice, the Lord is King, number 715. Join me. turn to page 880 and join me in reciting our affirmation of faith, the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified,
who has spoken through the prophets.
We believe in the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please remain standing for the reading of God's Word. This morning it comes from the book of Revelation, the first chapter, verses 4 through 8. John said to the seven churches that are in Asia, "Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us to be a kingdom, priest serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and on his account all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Thank you, Michael. As we come to our time of prayer this morning, let me mention just a couple of things. You'll see those listed on our prayer concerns. We especially lift Angie Barker up to our Lord and pray for her peaceful passing. Sue and Jim and Jenny and Ann, our love is with you and our thoughts are with you and with her. I also want to lift up the family of Brock McCreary and the family of Richard Carlisle. I would like you to add, you might have noticed that Kathy Lee Phillips is not here today. Kathy Lee is has been very sick, and so she is not with us today. I'll be doing the children's message this morning. So if you would just lift her in prayer. She hopes to be back tomorrow. But if you would just lift her in prayer, I would appreciate that. There are others on our list as well. So we just ask God to hear us as we come together now to pray. Let us pray. Almighty God and Father, we give you thanks for this glorious day. We thank you, God, for the ways in which you have blessed each of us. We thank you especially for the blessing of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, who was willing to come to earth and to die on a cross and to be risen on the third day just for us. We give you thanks, O God. As we come together, God, our hearts are concerned about so many different things in the world today, God. But as we focus on this church and on our family here, God, we ask you to be with our homebound Angie, Walter Cleveland, Jane Claire Culverhouse, Jesse Saint, Irene Sale, and Lois Wilson Boyd. We ask you, Lord, to bless those who are suffering illness and those who have lost loved ones. We ask you, Lord, to be with the one whom no one else is praying for. And Lord, for that one who doesn't think or know that they need you in their life, we pray for them today. God, we also lift to you our military, that you would bless them wherever they are serving. And God, we ask you to bless this nation, to watch over us, to guide us, to direct us, to help us, God, to seek your presence and your direction in our lives and in this country. And God, we ask you to hear the prayers of your people here in this place. And hear us now as we boldly pray the way Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. If the children would come down front, I'd like to have a word with you, if that's okay. Come on down. I'm coming over here with y'all. Okay. Come on down. Come on down. My big kids, too. Well, good morning. Oh, you're a little tired from all that turkey you ate? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, did you have a good Thanksgiving? Yeah? You have a good time? All right. Anybody do anything fun or different or unique that we all need to know about? No? No, just same old turkey day, right? Anybody shoot anything? Anybody go hunting? Somebody got a deer, didn't she? Yeah, two? Oh, my.
Wow.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. Well, I have a picture here I want to show you, and I want you to tell me what you see. What do you see on this picture?
Hats.
Okay. Who wears these hats? Can you pick out one and tell me who would wear that hat? Which one is that? I can't see it. You tell me. Who would wear that? A baker would wear that hat, okay. What about this one right here? Who wears that? A fireman would wear that. What about this hat? Who wears that hat?
Santa
wears that hat. What about this hat right here? What about that hat? A cowboy wears that hat. Does anybody know who wears this hat? A clown wears that one. That's right. Let's see. What about this hat right here? No, probably a military person. That's a military hat. I don't know which one. Hey, what about this hat down here?
A policeman.
Right. Why do you think I'm talking about hats today? Because we are going to donate hats to people. That would be a really good reason. We are going to donate hats. What? What did you say? Jesus had a hat, didn't he? And it was a?
Crown.
It was a crown. Do we have a crown on here? No, but what is that right there?
A crown.
It's a crown. It's a everything. He's the leader of everything. And wears a crown. He sits on a throne. What else do you know about a king? They live in a fancy palace. Did Jesus do any of those things? No. Jesus didn't wear a crown. His crown was actually a crown of what?
Thorns.
Thorns. You were close. Crown of thorns. Right. But today is Christ the King Sunday. And why do you think we celebrate Christ the King Sunday? Why do you think? No. But that's a good reason. He did die on the cross. What? No, it's not that. That would be Easter. Yeah. We celebrate, this is the last day in the Christian season. We start a new year in the Christian season next week. And so today we celebrate Christ the King because He is the King of our lives. Have all of you accepted Jesus in your heart? Maybe you want to think about that. When you accept Jesus in your heart, He becomes the King of your life. And what does a king do? A king rules. But our king doesn't rule. He loves, doesn't he? So our King Jesus loves us so much that he did die on the cross, didn't he? And he did was raised on the third day. And his love is bigger than any king anywhere in the whole wide world. So I want you to remember that God loves you and that Christ the King can be the Lord of your life if you choose to let Him in your heart. And that's up to you. That's between you and God. Okay? And if you ever want to talk about it, you call me or tell your mom and dad to call me and we'll talk about it. Okay? All right, let's stand up and have a prayer again. Can we hold hands? Because I like to hold hands. Okay. Let's pray. Dear God, you repeat after me. Dear God,
thank you
for King Jesus. Let him be the Lord of our lives.
We thank you
for your love. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay. And I believe those who are going to Children's Church go right this way, and the others take a seat where you are. Okay? If our ushers and acolytes will come to receive this morning's offering. Go ahead. Let us pray. Oh God, all that we have and all that we are is because of your love and your grace. Receive these offerings, Lord, and let them be blessed and multiplied so that we might better serve you. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you.
Would you pray with me? Oh God, you are our God. We are not ashamed to call you the King of our lives. Oh God, help us to hear your word more clearly, to understand you better. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts and minds be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and redeemer. Amen. The King of glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before him, lift up your voices. Who is the King of glory? How shall we call him? He is Emmanuel, the promised of ages. Anybody know that song? No, you've never heard it. You know why? That's a Catholic song. But it's a great song. You should look it up. I love that song, and I can't come to the Christ the King Sunday when that song doesn't absolutely ring in my head. As a kid, obviously, that was what we sang on Christ the King Sunday. Today is Christ the King Sunday, and we in America are not accustomed to having kings, are we? But in the days of Jesus, kings were a part of their lives. Kings were to be respected and looked up to and treated as royalty. Kings were in charge and were leaders who knew what should be done, and folks listened to them when they talked. Jesus was not seen in his day as a king. He was seen as a traitor, an outlaw, a person who frightened the religious authorities. He was arrested and questioned by the authorities. Join me in reading John chapter 18, beginning with verse 33. Here, let us hear the word of God for us today. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Pilate asked him, "What is truth?" This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. It's kind of odd to have this text on this Christ the King Sunday when we're getting ready to celebrate Advent and prepare for the coming of the Christ child. But as this is the last Sunday of the Christian year, perhaps this is a good time to look at this text. Jesus has been arrested and taken to Pilate to be judged and sentenced. Now, Pilate didn't really like the Romans, but he was under their rule, so therefore he made nice with them. But he was also a little afraid of them, which is why he wasn't real crazy about the Jews, because the Jews, you know, they would come in the multitudes at Passover and different times of the year, and he was afraid they would cause a riot or cause problems for him. Pilate wants to know if Jesus claims to be king of the Jews. Jesus answers his questions the way that a lot of people answer a question. And I don't like it, but it happens all the time. We answer a question with a question. That's how Jesus answered him. Jesus continues to say that his kingdom is not here on earth. His kingship is truth, being the truth and belonging to the truth of God Almighty. And so Pilate asked him, "What is truth? What is truth? What is truth?" Truth is a matter of perception, isn't it? Yours and mine, which might be different. Intellectually, truth is reliability and dependableness. If I believe that you are telling me the truth, then I can rely on your words and I can depend on your being honest and truthful. Religiously, we believe in the truth that God has shown us through Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit. We believe that God is real and that God loves us, that God is reality, our reality. Truth is action rather than something that is simply believed or thought of. Truth revealed in Jesus Christ takes precedence over all other human understanding of truth. Jesus is our model of truth. Do you believe that? I know I do. Through him, I have learned about faithful living. I've learned how to be a witness. I've learned about how to be a Christian in the world, a follower of Jesus. I've learned how to behave as a human being with love and kindness. It's not just something to think about. It's something that we do. There's a little blip on Facebook of a young Christian woman. And she says, "When you see me, you see a Christian woman, not a black woman." I am a Christian woman who happens to be black. I am a Christian woman who happens to be white, who happens to have salt and pepper hair, who happens to be a little on the plump side, who happens to wear glasses. But do you see my Christianity? Do you see who I am as a follower of Jesus Christ? And can I see that in you? Today on Christ the King Sunday, we celebrate the entire being of Jesus Christ. Everything he's brought to earth, including his life, his teaching, his sacrifice, and his victory over death, all united in the image of kingship. Jesus came so that the truth of God's love would be known more fully through him. When you and I step forward and repent of our sin, he is there to embrace our fragile and broken lives. When we are lost and in despair, he is there to comfort and teach us so we can grow beyond our circumstances. When we step out in faith, we step out in ministry. When we step out and say, I'm going to stand up for this person or that person, he is there to lead and guide us towards a vision of a brighter future. In all things, we are his. We are under his authority. And his kingdom on earth is assured, and the glory he promises becomes available to just us? No, to everybody. To anybody, to all people. When we are obedient to the truth of Jesus Christ, we are obedient to God through our examples of love, acceptance, grace, and truth towards others. What does Jesus tell us to do to be obedient to God? What are the commandments that Jesus commands? Do you know what they are? Love God. And love your neighbor as yourself. Love God and love neighbor. Boy, is that easy? I can't remember all the Ten Commandments anymore. Can any of you? I could probably remember them, but it wouldn't be in order like I was trained. But I can remember to love God and love my neighbor. If I do those two things, then God loves me and God is happy with me, and I'm fulfilling the promise that I made to Christ when I accepted him as the Lord of my life. What does Jesus teach us about the truth of our lives? How we are to follow him, how we are to live and carry out the mission he set before us. You remember that mission, don't you? Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them everything that I've taught you. Jesus teaches us to forgive others. Number one, forgive others as many times as we need to. That's hard sometimes, isn't it? But we need to forgive over and over and over again, even when someone does the same thing. Doesn't mean we have to be a doormat. Doesn't mean that we have to have that person be a part of our life, but it does mean we have to forgive them. Jesus teaches us to feed the poor and look after widows. He teaches us to give sacrificially to those in need. We are right on top of the Christmas season. I could ask how many of you went to Black Friday sales. I could ask how many of you are all prepared for Cyber Monday. I could ask how many of us had Thanksgiving and then hit Walmart before the end of the day, or Target or somewhere else. How many of us have already bought Christmas presents and all of that, decorated? I know Michael and I spent the day decorating yesterday. But how do we give sacrificially to others? You know, we have the opportunity to participate in ways to serve others. Will we do that? Oh, no, I can't do that because I have to buy this and that and that and this. Jesus teaches us to love our enemies. He taught us how to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven." Let me go back to love our enemies. That's a hard one, isn't it? First of all, you got to determine who the enemy is. That means when somebody hurts you, you have to love them anyway because Jesus told us to. Right? We are to ask God for forgiveness. We are to ask God for what we need. We are to seek the kingdom of God and righteousness with God. We are to pray for God's guidance on choices in our lives. That's a big one. I don't know about you, but I need God to guide me because sometimes my choices aren't the best choices. But if I'm leaning on the Holy Spirit, if I'm leaning on God to help me, and if I stop what I'm doing and say, "Lord, should I do this or that?" I bet it would change my actions. Jesus teaches us to be the salt and the light of the world, letting others see the good works in you that are a reflection of God and not self. We're to follow the Ten Commandments. We're to reconcile with those who have hurt us. Forgive them. Make up. That's hard too, isn't it? I don't want to do that. That person really was ugly to me. You say, "Pastor, I don't want to forgive that person. Because that person was really ugly and hurt my heart." But you know what Jesus says? You forgive them anyway so that you can be forgiven and move on. Jesus teaches us to turn the other cheek. Jesus says don't be showy about what you give other people. That's one of my sort of pet peeves, actually. I've been in other churches where somebody would say, "I want to give this and such to the church, but I want a plaque with my name on it." Don't be showy about what you give to the church or to others. We heard the scripture last week from Matthew, "Do not worry about your needs being met because God provides." Anybody believe that? God provides. That should get an absolute amen. Oh, this is a big one. Jesus says, don't judge others. Woo! We're all at the altar on our knees, aren't we? Don't judge others. That's a hard one, God. Jesus says, beware of false prophets. Beware of people who will lead you down a path of destruction. Beware of people who will smile in your face all the while stabbing you in your back. Beware of people who will lead you into things you have no business getting into. I speak this especially to the young people in this congregation. Beware of what you do on the internet. Beware of what you put on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and whatever else is out there. Because people will look at you, people will follow you, and people will get in your business and find you. It is a very dangerous place. Social media can be a wonderful place, and it can be fun to talk to your friends and share things. Hey, I'm the big Facebooker over here. Yeehaw, that's me. But we have to be careful to keep those things private because people will take advantage of you. So beware of false prophets. And lastly, Jesus says, hear his words and do them. Hear his words and do them. Does anybody besides somebody who might have been at 8:30 know where all of this comes from? Can you tell where all these things came from? I didn't think of these out of my own little brain. They came straight from Scripture. From the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Where Jesus is talking and teaching. And these are the things that Jesus taught his people way back then. Don't you think they're worth teaching today? Matthew 7, 24 and 25 says, for whoever hears these sayings of mine, this is Jesus talking, and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. The rock of our salvation. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. The King of Glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before him, lift up your voices. Who is the King of Glory? How shall we call him? He is Emmanuel, the promised of ages. Let the King of Glory and Truth guide you this week. Read the Sermon on the Mount and let God speak directly to you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our hymn of invitation this morning is a song that I really like, and it's a short